As per the request of Tamar Axelrod, the topic that was chosen was to talk about the Sheish Mitzvos Tamidios, the six constant mitzvos. What's the source of them? I think probably many of your Siddurim after Shachar, they're printed there. So what we're going to do today is just give an overview of them. We could easily spend a full shiur on each one of the six and introducing all of them, but we just want to give a basic overview so that going forward, you will take advantage of learning about them, looking at them more in depth, understanding them more, and appreciating what these Sheish Mitzvos are and where they come from. The source of the idea that there are six mitzvos that are constantly in effect at all times, no matter if it's night or day, no matter what's going on in your life, is the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch, who we know is anonymous, we don't know the author exactly, there are different theories, but the Sefer HaChinuch writes in the end of his introduction. So again, I put, if you go to Safaria, the link to the first mitzvah, and you scroll up just a little bit more, you'll see exactly the end of this Hakdama of the Sefer HaChinuch, and he writes as follows. And he says, V'achiv shel eilu la'asosin enu b'chol eis, rak bezbanim yiduim, mi'ashanu min hayom. He says, of the 607 mitzvahs in the Torah, most of them are at specific times of the year, specific days, night, things like that. Chutz mi'shisha mitzvah, says the Sefer HaChinuch, except for six mitzvahs. Shmehen shichiyuvan timidi, their responsibility exists at all times. Lo yifsak mi'ala adam afilu rega b'chayamav, and they do not cease from being upon every single person at any instance of your life. These six mitzvahs we're going to discuss today are applicable every single second of your life. And you can fulfill them just by thinking about them, meditating on their ideas, no matter where you are. Ve'eluhem, what are they? Aleph, lahamin b'shem, to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Beis, shelo lahamin luzuloso, not to believe in another God. Gimel, liyichudo, three is to understand that there is only one God. Dalad, four, lahavo, so to love Hashem. Hey, liyirao, so to have yiras Hashem, to have fear or awe of God. And finally, vav, shelo lasur achar machshavas halei v'riyas einayim, and not to be straying after the thoughts of your mind or the images that your eyes see. Now, some of them you may feel are more applicable, less applicable, but what we'd like to show is that all of them are applicable in the way we think about Hashem and the way we practice as Jews. Then the Sefer HaChinuch writes something very interesting. He says, simanim, there's a mnemonic. If you want to know that these are six special mitzvos, then you can look at the concepts of Sheish Ari Mikla Tiyena Lachem, that you should have six cities of refuge for you. We know that there's an Ir Miklat. If a person commits manslaughter, murders by accident, they can run away to be protected in those cities. There are six Ari Miklat, six cities of refuge. So too, there are six mitzvos Tamidos. We'll discuss that concept in a moment. Now, the popularity of these six mitzvos has grown due to their being cited by the Chafetz Chaim in the opening comments of the Bir Halacha. In the very, very first essay in the beginning of the Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim discusses a little bit more in depth these six mitzvos, and we're going to touch upon some of the Chafetz Chaim's ideas as well. Now, what's this idea of comparing the six mitzvos to the six Ari Miklat? What's that about? So the Prima Gadim, Rav Yosef Tumim, the great Tzaddik and Talmid Chacham, whose comments are printed in the Shulchan Aruch, has a very well-known and a very important introduction to Ora Chaim and to the basic concepts of Halacha. And the Prima Gadim suggests as to why the Sefer HaChinuch uses the reference to the six Ari Miklat, the six cities of refuge, to remind us of the Sheish Mitzvos Tamidios. Any suggestions? Anybody have a suggestion as to why one would compare the six Ari Miklat to the six constant mitzvos? No theories? Okay, fine. So I'll tell you what the Prima Gadim says. The Prima Gadim says that a person who commits manslaughter and leaves the safety of the Ir Miklat, we know from learning Parsha and Chumash and things like that, is allowed to be killed right away by the Goel Hadam. The closest relative was allowed to avenge and to bring revenge on the loss of one's relative. The Goel Hadam is allowed to kill them the second you step out of that city. Literally, your foot crosses over the border and the guy can kill you right away. Your life is in danger. Meaning, even leaving the safety of its confines for a moment can spell disaster for a person who's in that city. So too, says the Prima Gadim, a person who does not have these six mitzvos, who does not constantly review and meditate on these ideas in front of them at all times, is in danger of going down the wrong path. That's what it means. No different than stepping outside of the city and becoming in danger is the same thing as stepping away from these six concepts and not having them before you constantly throughout your life. The Sefer Mitzuva Viosa by Rav Shmuel David Freeman, who's a Talmid Chacham, lives in Borough Park in Brooklyn. So he writes that he heard from Rav Shmuel Vazner, the great posek of Bnei Brak, Rav Shmuel Vazner, the author of the Shevet Halevi, that over the course of 70 years, he fulfilled and remembered these mitzvos at least 100 times every single day, constantly reviewing in his mind, when he had a free moment, these six mitzvos that we're going to discuss. That's how importantly he took it. The Nefesh HaChaim, Rav Chaim of Elazhin, the great student of the Vilna Gaon, writes in the beginning of Shar Aleph, the first of the four sections in Perek Ches, in chapter 8. And he says that according to all opinions, a man who is responsible in the midst of Talmud Torah cannot remove himself from learning Torah even when working and taking care of mundane activities. A man is responsible in the midst of Hagisa Vayom and Valayla to learn Torah every single moment. Now, many people are shocked by Rav Chaim Volozhin's statement. That's not so easy. Right? A guy works by a computer all day and he's a computer programmer, or there's a lawyer and all different types of things. A person has a job throughout the day. And if he's, even during his job, he has to be thinking about Torah, it's not so easy for, 99.9% of the population. How is that possible? So Rav Aaron Leib Steinman, the famed Gadol of Bnei Brak, writes in the Yelas HaShachar, his Sefer on Chumash Parshas Ekev, and he notes that it is a very difficult thing to do. So how can a person have a job when they're thinking about Torah all day? So he suggests brilliantly that you can fulfill the opinion of Nefesh HaChaim by meditating on the Sheish Mitzvos Tamidos, these six mitzvos we're going to learn about during the day. If you just review them from time to time, all the time reviewing these six in your mind, you're constantly fulfilling the Mitzvah Talmud Torah. In fact, Rav Avram Danzig, the author of the Chachmas Adam, who married the granddaughter of the Vilna Gaon, writes in his introduction that he would think about these six mitzvahs while doing mitzvahs. So Avram Danzig was a businessman who wrote one of the most important books of halacha in his lifetime. And yet he would constantly think about these six mitzvahs throughout the day. But one more comment of introduction, which is a question that sometimes people have, and that is, well, if they're tamidios, I can do them all the time. Can I think about them in the bathroom? Can I fulfill these mitzvahs while, in the restroom? Is that okay? So this is a bit of a machlokas. The Levushe Mordechai writes in Chelik Beis in Yerodei Sim Kufay and Aleph that it's usher to think about these six mitzvahs while in the bathroom. And Rav Nassim Gestetner, who is a very well-known posek in Bnei Brak, who passed away a few years ago, writes in his first tshuva in the Horos Nassam, and he brings a proof. The Gemara says that when David HaMelech was, taking a shower and he was in the bathroom, he would become upset that he wasn't able to do mitzvahs. Would become very sad that I couldn't do mitzvahs in those places. Why would he get upset? It must be that you can't even think about the six mitzvahs, the six constant mitzvahs, while in the bathroom. Other poskim, the Lev Avram, Rav Avram Weinfeld, says that since the Sefer HaChinuch says it's all the time, it must be all the time, but they're probably the minority, so I would not, in practice, think about these six mitzvahs while in the bathroom. Let's get into all six. Let's begin. The first, as we saw in the Sefer HaChinuch, is Emunah in Hashem. Belief in Hashem. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa to recognize that there's a God. So how does one go about that? Well, the Rambam says that we have to know that there's one source of all of creation. That's the first thing. A person should be aware that everything in creation comes from Hashem. The Sefer HaChinuch explains that there is an aspect of hashgacha. You have to be aware in your amunah that there's a God, that Hashem cares about you and runs the world at all times. That's also part of amunah. And the third part of Emunah is that there's a purpose to creation, that there's a reason, there's a plan, what's going on in the world. And this is why it says, Asher Tzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, that Hashem took us out of the land of Egypt. That there's a plan that's going to lead to the coming of Mashiach, that there's an ultimate goal. All of this falls under the category of Emunah B'Hashem. Now, how do we get this idea into ourselves? So there are two ways that a person develops a sense of Emunah that we find in the Rishonim. The one is either chakira, investigation, or emunah, belief from tradition. What's the difference? So emunah, belief from tradition, means that we have a mesorah, we have a tradition, that Hashem gave us the Torah at Har Sinai and revealed himself en masse to the Jewish people. We have traditions that the Torah was given at Har Sinai, that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, and the Sefer Yikarim of Yosef Albo says that emunah means verifying that the mesorah is correct. You should go and see and make sure that the traditions we have from Har Sinai fit and match up. How does one do that? Well, the average religious Jew believes that in the Mesorah because of the great people that we know that have integrity and Yerushalayim who came before us and their giant intellect. when we learn the beautiful insights in Divrei Torah of the Gedol Yisrael, the great Torah teachers who came before us, we see we're dealing with people of Chachma, who are wise, people of tremendous integrity. And if that's the case, we should believe and we should understand and know that the Torah was passed down by great individuals who had great teachers, and they had great teachers, and they had great teachers, going all the way back to Har Sinai. In addition, the Torah says that all Bnei Yisrael saw the revelation of Har Sinai. No other religion claims mass revelation at all. Only the Jewish people claim a mass revelation, which was viewed by hundreds of thousands of people, at least, if not millions. And therefore, these are all signs where we show to ourselves that our Masorah is correct, everything was handed down properly, nobody made anything up, we couldn't have made up such a revelation without tricking somebody, without tricking, you know, hundreds of thousands of people. And therefore, that's one part of Emunah, is to trust in our Masorah of what happened to Har Sinai. The second thing is what we call Chakira. Chakira means investigation. As the Rambam explains, it means that we know that there's a truth to existence of Hashem, and we deepen our understanding of Hashem by seeing all of existence comes from Hashem. And it means seeing the beauty, the intricacy of creation, and seeing that there must be a creator, right? You go and you see all the amazing things, you know, the beauty of a snowflake, all these different things going on. I figured we tie it into the snow day. All different things to see the intricacies and the brilliance of Hashem in the world. That is what we call chakira, finding Hashem in those areas. Rav Moshe Chaim Luzzatto, the Ramchal, writes in his Mesil Shesharim and in his Derech Hashem that our purpose in the world is for Hashem to do chesed with us. Our purpose is to draw closer to Hashem and to build a relationship with Hashem. We'll return to that idea at the end. And we strengthen our Emunah with tefillah. Tefillah is a major part of Emunah. And tefillah has an element of Emunah as well for all people. In fact, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where he says that it's a mitzvah for non-Jews to daven. I don't recall, davening is one of the Sheva Mitzvot B'nai Noach. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says there's a mitzvah of Emunah. And Emunah means that you know that if you're in a time of need, you call out to God. That's part of Emunah. Tefillah is part of Emunah, even for a non-Jew. Rav Moshe, in that tshuva, was discussing school prayers. Is it proper that they should support school prayers in non-Jewish schools? And when we dive into Hashem, we have to understand that we're actually talking to Hashem, that Hashem takes care of us. It's a real conversation. It's not just a game. Another aspect of Emunah is bitachon, having trust and knowledge that Hashem is in charge, that there's a plan to the world, that Hashem is guiding us in His ultimate wisdom, even though it doesn't make sense to us. Good. That is Emunah. Questions on Emunah? One? Good. Let's move on to two. The second of the six constant mitzvahs is to not believe in another god. Now, you're going to say, well, that's not relevant nowadays. Nobody's bowing down to sticks and stones. Where do we fulfill the mitzvah of not worshiping Avodah Zarah in our lives? Well, Chazal tell us that in the past, there's in fact was a great Yetzer Hara that we can't really understand or explain to bow down to idols. Now, there are more mitzvahs in the Torah against worshiping Avodah Zarah than any other topic that there is. So how does this apply nowadays? So the Sefer HaChinuch explains, and by the way, the Sefer HaChinuch elaborates on all these six things in their proper place. You can go and look at them on their own. And he explains that Avodah Zarah means that thinking that there are independent powers in the world that are not under the control of Hashem. That there's like Hashem and there's like other stuff that do their own thing. When we struggle with doing the right thing, and there are two paths in front of us. On one hand, we want to serve Hashem, and we want to, you know, do the right thing. On the other hand, we want to be successful. We want to accomplish. We want to get a certain grade. We want to make money. We want to do certain things because we want to be successful. And we struggle back and forth with following the path of Hashem versus following a path of cheating and lying in order to get what we want. And we struggle. If I look over here on this test paper, you know, it'll be good. It'll help me get a little bit further. And if I get a copy of this and I look around what's going on, it'll help me further. Ah, it's not honest and it's not what Hashem wants. Yeah, but, you know, this will be good for me in the long run. I'm not going to pay, you know, my taxes over here. I'm not going to declare, you know, this income that I made because I want to have money so that I can, you know, support my family and take them on trips and things like that. Or just even for the basic necessities. And a person says, you know, this is, I know what Hashem wants. But on the other hand, you know, I want to be successful. I want to be happy. And I want a shortcut in order to get where I want to go. This is the struggle of Avodah Zarah. It's essentially saying that there's the path that Hashem has chosen for us versus other paths that I think are just as good, that I know just as well as Hashem. That is Avodah Zarah nowadays. Avodah Zarah was used as a path to get what you want quickly. Instead of working hard, making a cheshbon hanefesh, looking at your soul, developing with tefillah, learning Torah, we want shortcuts. And Avodah Zarah is taking the kochos, the abilities that Hashem put in the world, in the Bria, and making them an end unto themselves. It's forgetting that Hashem is in charge of everything. You can't escape Hashem. There's no other path available besides Hashem's path. The yesod, the foundation of Avodah Zarah, is a person who thinks that there's an alternative to follow the path of Hashem in order to find success in this world. That there's a shortcut that doesn't come through Hashem's path. We are surrounded too often in this generation by shortcuts, little Avodah Zarahs, instead of working and developing and doing what's laid out in Shulchan Aruch and laid out in the Torah. We like shortcuts in order to get us there at the end of the day, instead of focusing on exactly what Hashem has laid out for us to do in order to grow and to accomplish. That is number two. Questions? Next. Yichud Hashem, the oneness of God. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Now, some view this as the opposite of Avodah Zarah, but what does it mean that Hashem is Echad, Hashem is one? Okay, Hashem is one, so what? When we say Shema, what are we thinking exactly? The idea of Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is that there is one purpose to everything. In Psukei Dezimra, we are reciting Psukim about how Hashem is everywhere in the Bria, Hashem controls everything, sends everything to us that we need or we don't need, or we don't want. However, when we get to Shema, we reflect that there is one purpose in everything in the world. That purpose is for Hashem to give of himself to the world, that Hashem sustains the world. What does that mean? How can a person struggle with Yichud Hashem? When we struggle and we have challenges, we shouldn't make the mistake that the challenges and the problems come from somewhere else that's not Hashem, that it's outside of Hashem. Everything that goes on in the world is Yichud Hashem, is the oneness of God. When Hashem throws a curveball, or a difficulty, or an illness, we should understand that real growth comes from working, from developing, through overcoming. There are no accidents or mistakes in this world. It is all Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Whatever's going on in your life right now, whether you feel it's easy or hard, it's all Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And the Yetzer Hara is not the devil, right? We have this very Christian view sometimes, right? Of a little angel on this shoulder and a little devil on this shoulder, and they're talking to us what to do. No, no, no. It's all Hashem. It's all things there to serve Hashem. The Yetzer Hara is there to bring us closer to Hashem so we can develop and we can fight our weaknesses and we can get closer to our purpose. Hashem made Tov V'Ra. Yotzer Or Uvorei Choshech. But that's not actually what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk says, Yotzer Or Uvorei Ra, that Hashem made light and bad. It's all from Hashem. It's all coming from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Each moment of our lives and every challenge is there for us to grow and to become better. And Hashem is everywhere and Hashem is connected to everything. This is why we refer to Hashem, by the way, as Hamakom, as the place. Right, Baruch Hamakom Baruch Hu, or by being Menachem Avel, Hamakom Menachem Eschem. We refer to Hashem as Hamakom because Hashem's everything. He is the place. He's everywhere. Everything that's going on in your life is coming from Hashem. All of these things work towards one purpose, and that is Shlemus, Dveikus, being complete and being close with Hashem. Yichud Hashem, that Hashem is one, and everything that goes on in your life comes from Hashem. Questions on Yichud Hashem? Nothing. Good. Let's move on. That is three. Four. Avas Hashem. Avas Hashem means loving Hashem. V'yahavtes Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol me'odecha. To love Hashem in everything you do. This is the first mitzvah of the three that's not intellectual, right? The first three we discussed, which was Emunah, no Avodah Zarahs, and Hashem's oneness, were all up here in our minds. This is the first mitzvah that's not really intellectual. It's more in our hearts, so to speak, our emotions. But how can we force you to have a feeling? Right? It's a funny thing, right? You must feel this way. You must feel this emotion towards God. How is that possible? So we're going to give three different options of how one can bring themselves to Avas Hashem, which are all discussed by the Rishonim. The Rambam says we should engage in actions that bring us to an emotional state. Do things, actions that bring you to feel something. This means thinking about the beauty of nature and niflos habore, all the amazing miracles in the world around us. These are the ideas that we reflect upon in Psuka Dezimra. Again, Psuka Dezimra is chock full of Amuna stuff. Davening is chock full of Amuna stuff. But Psuka Dezimra specifically. We do this when we acknowledge Hashem, when we make brachos as well. Right? Look at the food you're about to eat. Look at its perfections. All the steps that it took. Right? When you're going to make a bracha on a cup of water, it's not just, oh, shakolia bevaro, but all the steps that it got, that got the water to that cup. The fact that Hashem has allowed us to have purification plants that take water that might have impurities and then allows them to remove those impurities, that there is a plumbing system that can bring the water from that plant to your house so you can open up a faucet and it will come out. Or if you're very fancy and you have like a Poland Spring delivery, so then, you know, the fact that the truck is going to bring it there and the guy's going to bring it off the truck and all these things that are going on. All these things are all involved in shehakol nihyeh bidvaro. That everything that went into getting that cup of water to you. Now, think about the brilliance of the human body. How the body heals itself, runs the single most complicated system in the world. Think about your heart and how it pumps. The body has its own electrical currents. The human eye. And all the things that go into making the human eye give you a picture and connects to the brain, and the intricacies of the human brain. Science can never make a human brain. A human brain can make a computer, but a computer is never going to make a brain. How amazing those things are. All of this was created by Hashem. Rabbi Akiva Eger, and we mentioned this last night in a different shiur, for some of you that were there, says that we realize that if we realize, HaBocher Ba'amo Yisrael Bi'ahava, that Hashem loves you, like we say in the end of Shema, then we will want to turn around and say, V'hafsas Hashem Elokecha, right? If we realize how much Hashem has given us and how much love there is emanating from Hashem towards us, we'll want to love Hashem as well. So that's category number one on how to come to Avas Hashem. The second thing is Mesiras Nefesh, is pushing yourself. Now, often Mesiras Nefesh is ascribed to giving up your life, dying on Kiddush Hashem. But that's not what we're talking about over here. We're not talking about such levels. Pushing yourself for Torah mitzvahs. This is Mesiras Nefesh. If you give something up and you push yourself for a mitzvah, this is Mesiras Nefesh. You wake up early to daven when you're not interested. You go do a chesed because you know there's a mitzvah to chakamelcha, even though you want to do something for yourself. When you are Moser Nefesh and you do something for Hashem for a mitzvah and you give of yourself, that creates love. Feel how wonderful it is to make a sacrifice for another being. Real love's from committing to someone else, the same as with Hashem. Avas Hashem means that we commit fully to our relationship with Hashem. That's number two. Number three way to get to Avas Hashem is to talk about Hashem, is another way to show Avas Hashem. Being overjoyed with Hashem, speaking about it with other people, walking around with the Simchas Hachayim, a joy of being alive, and sharing your love with other people are other ways to come to Avas Hashem. Good. Questions on Avas Hashem? No. Category number four, Yiras Hashem. That is, having awe of Hashem. Now, why would we have a mitzvah to be scared of God? What's that about? What a strange thing. Hashem wants us to be scared of Him? How could that be? So, there are two understandings here of this mitzvah. The Rambam says that we should understand that the greatness of Hashem and how amazing Hashem is and be in awe of Hashem. Being awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, this is a high level. This is what we call, this is what the Bali Musa, Rav Yitzchak Blazer, who is the Talmud of Rav Yisrael Salanter, would write. This is what we call Yiras Haromimus, the awe of Hashem's power. We are just so overcome. It doesn't mean scared. It just means incredibly impressed. This is a very high level. Nobody should ever start at Yiras Haromimus. If you have it naturally, then by all means, great. But most people are not naturally inclined to Yiras Haromos, or they're walking around with their heads so far up in the skies that they're just thinking about Hashem's awe and might all the time. Many people are not quite holding there at that level. A more practical level of Yiras Hashem is that the mitzvos and the Torah are a reality. That our actions, our mitzvos, our averos have a real impact on the world. Just like there are laws of nature that have impact, so too there are laws of the neshama and spirituality that also have a real impact and consequence. Your actions down here in this world affect what goes on in the upper worlds, in the heavenly realms, and that affects, in turn, what will happen down here. It's not enough to feel Jewish. There are consequences for our actions. There is a metzias, there is a reality to our mitzvahs. When we do our mitzvahs, when you tie your shoe the right way, when you eat something that's kosher, when you daven properly, when you listen to shofar, whatever it may be, that all has a real metzias, a real reality on the world. The mitzvahs give life, the averos chas v'shalom cause damage, and we need to be aware of that. That's what it means to have Yiras Hashem, to have a sense that there is a reality to our actions, to the mitzvahs that Hashem has given us. That's what we call a lower level of Yira, but certainly a stepping stone for most people to have in their personal growth of Yiras Hashem. So that is category number 4 of Yiras Hashem. Questions on Yiras Hashem? Good. Next, that was 5. Category 6, this is the last one. And this is the concept of Lo Sasuru Acharei Levavchem B'Acharei Nechem, as we say in Shema. Not to be drawn away by your eyes and your heart. You may not entertain the possibility that there is any alternative existence to Hashem. So you'll tell me, I don't. What's the big deal? I don't. I'm good. I believe in Hashem. What does that mean, Lo Sasuru? Now, are we so insecure in Judaism that we cannot handle people reading controversial ideas that are against the Torah, that we can't have a debate with somebody else who doesn't believe the way we believe? Are we so fragile that we can't, you know, open our minds to other ideas? So the Rambam explains that we want to protect our minds from even entertaining ideas that are off, that are antithetical to our belief system in Judaism. Only once a person is very, very strong in those areas can we entertain the possibility of reading and imbibing other types of understandings that may go against the Torah. But for the population and for the majority of people, we need to stay away from these things. It is usur for a person to become exposed to a culture which is antithetical to the values of a Jew. The Rambam says there's an isra of lo sasuru acharei nechem. When we expose ourselves to things that are unacceptable, it causes our minds to shift. Our purpose in this world is to work towards olam haba. And when we think that olam hazeh is the purpose, then it's a violation of that on an isra d'oraisa, where we take away from our focus. Look at the nonsense that the world believes in about the Jews, right? We read things in the news and we think, that's crazy. How could anybody believe such a thing? Blood libels, that we put blood in our matzahs, things like the Holocaust didn't really happen, Israel is an apartheid state, all these things that we think are ridiculous, and how could any thinking human being ever think these things? If enough people talk about it, and enough people spread it, and they repeat it again and again, it will take effect. And the same thing is with ideas that are against Torah values. Don't think that, well, if I can listen to whatever I want, I can read whatever I want, and nothing's going to happen to me. We know that it's not true. Just look at the news and look at the media of what goes on in our very current world about, medical things and medical issues and what's the right thing to do and what's not the right thing to do. If you repeat enough off things, people will come to believe it. So why would you not understand that lo sasur acharei levavchem acharei nechem, that you can be pulled away from proper Torah thoughts by repeating things and things that can seep into our minds, no matter how crazy they initially sound. Now, lo sasuru acharei einechem, that you shouldn't go after your eyes, also includes looking at znus, things that are inappropriate images. The same concern exists in the world of gashmias, in physical world. If we pursue physical pleasures, we will eventually come to focus on those goals and abandon and sacrifice where we are supposed to be headed in life. So those are 1 through 6. Those are the 6 mitzvos that are tmidios. That's emunah b'Hashem, and not to believe in another God, and yichud Hashem, Hashem is one, avos Hashem, loving Hashem, yiras Hashem, fear of Hashem, and lo sasur, not going astray. Now, let's just bring these all together, and we'll try to put them into a package of what we can do going forward about how to make these 6 constant mitzvos more a part of our life. The Mesillas Yesharim says in his introduction that the goal in life is about becoming closer to Hashem. This happens by overcoming trials, nisayon, and working on ourselves. Every situation, every day, every new opportunity is a way to come closer to Hashem. These six mitzvos are meant to focus us on our goal and to remind us what we are doing here and to not get distracted by the unimportant things in life. A person who is constantly reviewing the Sheish Mitzvos Tmidios is a person who is focusing on why they're here. These six things are meant to push us in the right direction to make sure our eyes are on the prize of where we're going in this world. Too often we blame other people for our problems. We have the ability to make meaning and to be happy about what we have in life. We have the ability to overcome and to accomplish and not to blame other people. I'm in the middle of reading a fascinating story from the Holocaust called The Choice. It was recommended by Rabbi Jonathan Sachs. And The Choice is a story of a woman who survived Auschwitz with her sister and how she turned her trauma and her post-traumatic stress into going to help others. And the main theme of the book is how she chose to make meaning and to not blame anybody else and to take responsibility for what has happened and to turn her life around, you know, on her own terms and to really become better. She became an accomplished doctor of psychology. Her name is Dr. She's alive, I think, still. Her name is Dr. Edith Eger. And a fascinating story. But it's the same idea that we have the ability to control these things, but we have to keep Hashem in front of us all the time. You're not going to be able to overcome those things or to keep that perspective and to make proper meaning unless Hashem is before you all the time. So there's different things you can do. You can, you know, make a little card with the six constant mitzvos. You can put them as the background on your phone, on the screen of your computer, whatever it is, to constantly be reviewing and going over these things, to constantly be drilling those ideas again and again. There are two books that discuss them. One is this one, called The Six Constant Mitzvos, which is based on lectures from Rabbi Yitzhak Berkowitz, Rosh Yeshiva Eish HaTorah. And a lot of the stuff that we discussed here is based on this book. And also Rav Noach Weinberg, who is the Rosh Yeshiva before Rabbi Yitzhak Berkowitz and Eish HaTorah, the founder of Rosh Yeshiva, has a book called Constant Connection, which he also discusses them in his own way. But these are things that we should think about, to meditate upon, and hopefully it will help us keep our goal and perspective of what we're doing in this world.